Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a big party, man.
All right. Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning, Sam, and welcome back.
Thank you. It was a hole in my heart without you yesterday.
You know, I thought you were going to take a hiatus.
Oh, you're funny. I don't get a break around here.
Boyfriend
got his wisdom teeth pulled, so I had to play a little nurse yesterday, but he's on the up and up, so I'm back.
Well, we miss you.
I appreciate it.
Let's see. Wisdom teeth.
He looks like a little chipmunk.
I can't even remember. Wisdom teeth.
It's a good thing because it's not fun.
We had those, huh?
I don't know why. We don't need them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's been so long ago for some of us that, you know, you think about wisdom teeth and, man, I don't even recall ever having them to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean you have some wisdom from having wisdom teeth?
I guess he lost it yesterday. I'll have to see how sharp he is later.
All right. You know, I want to begin. I thought I had everything when I left the house. And so I brought my laptop, and I just knew I had everything. And the charger to my laptop.
No. That's kind of important. Oh, man.
Well, but you know what? And then my laptop is probably at about 30%. But here's the saving grace. Today we are going to rejoin the Select Committee to investigate the January 6th attack on the United States Capitol. And so we're going to spend the lion's share of the time.
Actually, I think it was moved to noon today.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry to burst your saving bubble. But it's noon today, but we will be broadcasting it.
Yeah, well, listen, in that case, that changes the whole dynamic of things. I was so comfortable that
I'm making you sweat. I'm sorry.
No. Well, here's the deal. We'll do what it is we have to do, and my listening audience, I know, will step up and help us get through this. Here's what I wanted to begin the show today with. So yesterday I spent probably 8 hours after I left the radio station. For those of you who don't know, I created a nonprofit about 7 months ago called the Voices of the Elders. So the Voices of the Elders, moi being an elder, was created to address the fact that there are young boys who don't have male involvement in their lives. And I don't care where it is. It could be in Waukesha. It could be in Milwaukee. It could be in Timbuktu. When you don't have involvement, young boys don't have involvement with men. It is very easy for young boys to become wayward. And so by them becoming wayward, you know, I used to be a young boy. And the Dickens, you say, you used to be a young boy? Yeah, I did. And so I know the importance of having a man or some male involvement in the development of a young boy. I remember reading an article several years back about some immature elephants, male elephants, on a preserve in Africa. And they were rambunctious, and they were just destroying the preserve. Young male elephants. And so there were no bull elephants around. And so the young elephant, male elephants, were just running roughshod over this area. But somebody was wise enough to say, let's go get some bull elephants and bring them into the preserve. And sure enough, the bull elephants were able to control those younger male elephants and bring things back into order. And so I was so taken by that, even though I had already known the importance of a male in the life of a young boy before that, but it just reassured me. So in our community, the community where I live and many other places, young boys will do things and try to find their way through as they develop, you know, their lives into becoming men. And there is a track that boys have to follow before that happens. Some people are fortunate enough to be a part of places like the Boys and Girls Clubs or, you know, the Boy Scouts and other things. Those are all areas that transition boys and give them direction and guidance. Well, there are more children who don't and aren't involved in those kind of programs than there are those who are. And so to make a long story short, there are young boys in the city of Milwaukee and all over the nation who are just rambunctious and wayward and don't have any idea at all of what their life is about and causing and wreaking havoc, especially in the city of Milwaukee, stealing cars and just endangering the lives of themselves and others. So, you know, I created this organization called Voices of the Elders. And the purpose of it was to bring men of my generation and have them sit down and mentor those boys who are wayward. And I know that, you know, it's more than a notion and that it is going to take an army of men to impact the sheer numbers of boys who don't know, in fact, what life is about or don't know their way. So to make a long story short, I've been blessed that our city, our state, our school district have all bought into the nonprofit that I created. And within a matter of now 3 months, 4 months, they have created and supported our program that starting on next Tuesday, we will have 200 of those boys, ages 10 to 15 years old, that we will mentor for 7 weeks. It's called Camp Rise, and we will, a couple days a week, instill direction, guidance to them. The other 3 days a week, we'll have them out and about in the community doing community activities and giving them direction and guidance. And the carrot to all of it is that those boys are going to receive $200 a week, boys 10 to 15 years old, $200 per week. And over the 7 week period, they're going to get $1,400 in their pockets, each one of those 200 boys. And I got to tell you, I met them for the first time on yesterday and their parents. And to see just the thrill that those young boys showed in their parents when they found out that at the end of this rainbow is $1,400 to participate in the program. We have 200 boys inside of 2 weeks. 400 registered to be a part of the program, and I've been given assurances that next year the program will expand to 1,000 boys. So it is a wonderful, wonderful thing to know that something that you envision has become a reality. And nobody does things, in the hope that you're going to wind up with something as broad as what we have been able to do. But I'm going to talk a little bit more about it on the other side. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I'm just taking a few minutes to talk about an exciting, idea or vision that I had that is coming to fruition. And, you know, I've done many things in my life. And at the root of all of them is making a difference in somebody else's life. I learned a while back about, just what it means to serve people and the rewards you get from making a difference in other people's lives. And I've been so blessed time and time again by helping other people. And the fact that, we're going to be able to change the lives of at least 200 boys and their families in a matter of a few days is humbling, to say the least. And so on yesterday, with me spending those 8 hours or more in getting to meet the parents and the young boys that we will be mentoring over the next 7 weeks. Excuse me. You just see them and them light up. You got to understand that we're talking about many young boys who are not going to be going to the Dells. They're not going to be going to State Fair. They're not going to be going to Summerfest. They're not going to be going to Disney World or Disneyland. That's a dream that many of them will maybe never reach. These are young boys who, for the most part, when they get out of school, the entire summer, they just stay in their neighborhoods, in their communities. People ask the questions, well, why are these boys stealing cars? And in my conversations with those young boys, again, 10 to 15 years old, have been stealing cars to the tune of over 11,000 in Milwaukee alone last year. 11,000 cars stolen, and more per capita than Chicago. You know, and our size is nowhere near Chicago. The third largest city in the nation is Chicago. And yet Milwaukee outstrips them when it comes to stolen vehicles. So I sit down and talk with some of these boys, myself and some other colleagues that I kind of brought together over the last several months, to ask boys 10 to 15 years old, why are you stealing these cars? And it was amazing to hear them say, because nobody ever really asked them why they're stealing cars. But boredom is what would come out of their mouths. Again, these are 10 to 15-year-old boys. Boredom. We want to see if those cars, just like we play with in the video games, we play these video games, and in the video games, they show them how to steal cars. I'm so disconnected that I didn't know that in these kind of games that resemble life, they show them how to steal cars. And then the young boys can go on the internet and it shows them how to steal particular cars. A Kia. They call themselves the Kia Boys. Well, they got that, you know, moniker because you can go on the internet and it'll show you how to steal a Kia. To me, what sense does that make? How crazy is that you put out before the world how to steal a car? Why would that make any sense? Well, you know, we live in a country where, you know, we don't want to take away freedom of expression. Well, on the same internet, they show people how to build a bomb. On the same internet, they show people how to make ghost guns. Well, I mean, we can talk about freedom of expression and all of those things, but to me, that makes no sense. But anyway, make a long story short, these young boys, I was last night with my wife, and she's going to pick up a pizza, and as a matter of fact, I know we weren't that crazy. Have you ever seen, Sam, young guys sitting on, with their windows down, on the window ledge, hanging out of cars, waving while the car is swerving?
Oh, my goodness.
You've never seen
that. I'm too sheltered for that.
So that is a commonplace thing in the city.
Wow.
Driving 40 miles an hour. You got four windows. You got four guys sitting with their butts on the windowsill with the windows down while, you know, three windows. And the driver is swerving at 40 miles an hour. And then there's another car right next to it doing the exact same thing on a regular city street at about 6 p.m., one of the busiest streets in the city. And I'm like, man, I can't even begin to imagine, you know, what is going on in the minds of people who do those things. It's almost as if they have a death wish.
I think city driving is, I know I'm not from the city, so I probably, that's why I feel this way, but city driving in the first place is the most stressful thing for me in Milwaukee or Madison. And thinking about adding that element to it, like, what?
Well, so one of the things that we're looking to do is to, because in our city, the sheer numbers of automobile crashes and the carnage of it and these wrecks that are happening in the city of Milwaukee, are not just, you know, your fender benders. They are actually the cars look like what you would see on a wreck on a highway in the city. The cars are disintegrating, and that's how this thing has been. But anyway, got to go to a break. I'm really excited about kicking off this week, coming week, Voices of the Elders in Camp Rise. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. Show, as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And I don't know about you, but I am really worried and concerned about the midterms. You would think that a party that is looking to overturn Roe versus Wade, and, you know, looking to propose a raising of the minimum wage, embracing more tax cuts for the wealthy, and not allowing, in the face of all of the carnage, serious gun legislation. You would think that there's no way a party that is representing those types of views would have any chance whatsoever of taking over the House and the Senate. At any other given time, with that kind of baggage, there would be no way possible that a party that represents those things that I just mentioned would have any chance whatsoever of taking over the House and the Senate. But today, that's almost a reality. I think people are preparing. I know that those of us who pay attention to that know that you would think that that would be a long shot for anyone on the right to somehow be in a position of power and leadership when people know what they are. You know, and I left out another issue. They are looking to make changes to Social Security. And you would think anybody who would even talk about making adjustments to Social Security with the elders, that's usually the kiss of death. But today, in today's world, these people have a chance of taking over control of the House and the Senate. And so what can Democrats do, if anything? Is it too late? I'm, you know, Democrats need to man up. They have got to do something of consequence. You know, they've got to show some leadership. Listen, I get it. Joe Biden is out talking about, you know, how things, the economy grew, all the jobs that were created under his leadership, under his watch, you know, more jobs than ever in the history. I hate to say it, that's not going to be enough to talk about the jobs that you created. When gas is $5.25 a gallon, when we know the recession is on its way, when we know that, you know, the interest rates are rising, when we know inflation is at a 40-year high, I don't, you know, you got to come up with something. And you can't tell me with all the Democrats that there are that they can't figure something out that will prevent Republicans taking control over the House and the Senate. And I don't want to even begin to think about what that's going to look like. The people who are going to vote for them clearly don't know any better. They're cutting their own throats. Because, as I stated, overturning Roe versus Wade, opposed to minimum wage increases, offering even more tax breaks for the wealthy, not even allowing real conversation and dialogue about, you know, gun legislation, talking about changing Social Security and Medicare for the worse. I mean, why would you or why would anybody in their right minds vote for people who you know are going to be cutting your throat? I don't get it. I don't understand. You know, I'm not a psychologist or a psychiatrist. But I do know it is foolhardy for people who are going to vote Republican in the face of all of these horrific things that they're talking about. Sam, who do we have on the line?
L.A. Tom's calling.
Hey, L.A. Tom, what's going on, man?
Good morning, Earl. First off, we the people are the government, ultimately. And the Republicans are the pro-death party. See the difference? I want, for any conservative listeners out there, you see the difference? We actually critique the President of the United States. We actually sit here and we will actually push back and say he's doing this not in the right way. You guys march all lockstep, you know, basically right to the concentration camp, if you want to put it that way. I hope that you guys see that, you know, that's what we do. We're honest about the fact that Joe Biden hasn't been the most perfect president. You look at what Joe Biden needs to do. Is Joe Biden, I don't understand why it is that Joe Biden's the only one that's speaking up about, I mean, I'm happy, honestly, that he's starting to talk a little bit about, you know, how many jobs he's created or whatever. But where is the backup? Where is the team, the messaging team? Where is the team that's sitting out there like you, Earl, and talking about, hey, damn it all, we're going to get lose Social Security.
Yeah, yeah.
If Joe Biden has done anything, I mean, in California the other day, he finally started talking about the oil companies getting record profits and all that, and talking about how there's so many different places where they could be drilling for oil right now here in the United States on federal lands, and they're not doing it. You know, this is just, it's crazy because I feel like he's on an island by himself. I feel like there's nobody that has a clear message of the rest of, you know, the people in Congress the people in his cabinet. You know, it's like Joe Biden. That's a Biden way. That's a Biden
so,
win.
So, so
no,
listen.
It's an American people so,
so,
win.
So we can add to the climate crisis that Republicans, health care issues that the Republicans don't want to support, housing issues, on and on. Yeah, on and on and on. All of those things that should add up and people should say, why would we, knowing what those people stand for, we're going to vote for them anyway. What is that? Is that because, and our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789.
We have a bunch of infantile adults is what we have. Because we got all these people. No one's going to take away my rights. No one's going to do this to me. You know what I mean? It's like, grow up.
Well, listen, Tom, behind what you do. Tom, I have to tell you that at the root of this is pushback from white middle class America. In the face of all of these things, they are still looking to support, you know, Donald Trump and all of that foolishness, and they're mad and they're angry and they're blaming the wrong people. You know,
wrong people, exactly. Yeah.
You know, and against the Democrats.
You know, they need to start speaking out. Look, there's a problem in this country. It's called money in politics. There's a problem in this country. It's called lobbyists. There are more lobbyists in Washington, D.C. than we actually have congresspeople. These people, everything that happens goes right back to who's getting paid, who's getting rich, and who actually needs money to run for office. It's all about money in politics. You take money out of politics, and all of a sudden you return government back to people.
Listen, I'm in agreement with you on the money in politics. Everybody is aware of that. But again,
I don't think they are, Earl.
Well, but again, though, I don't, for the life of me, understand why you are looking, knowing what conservatives and what Republicans stand for. No, you know
right.
that. Going
right.
in, and you want to vote for them anyway. So, at least it's not Joe Biden. Well, what did Joe Biden do to you? Well,
right.
you know, he created the inflation. He created this. He created. If you knew the truth, you would know that this is all over the world.
If they want to know the real problem with Joe Biden, it's that Joe Biden probably is bought out by industry as well. I mean,
well, there's no question.
Give me a break.
There's no question he's bought off by industry. That's the country we live in, right?
Yeah. I mean, and I wanted to comment really quickly about the young kids. The problem with all of this going on with the video games and all is because we don't put money into after school programs. We don't put money into sports, athletics, things that actually with these kids that have all this energy. And like you said, they said they're bored. Give them something to do.
Well, because and we know that works because it worked for you and I.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's not rocket science. Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call.
Thank you.
Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Text us at the same number. What say you? You're tuned into the Earl Inger Show. Be right back. back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I was talking with Tom from L.A. About is there anything that Democrats can do in the short period window, excuse me, we have left before, you know, this, the midterms come into fruition. And I am so frightened, you know, about where this nation is headed politically. You know, when you look at people who understand just what's at stake and can't focus enough on what one party stands for. You know, if you don't know what the conservative movement and what Republicans stand for, if you haven't figured that out and you say, well, you know, I don't like Joe Biden, I want to punish the Democrats, so I want to give it back to Republicans because I wasn't happy with what the Democrats did in the last year and a half. Let's be clear, we're talking about the last year and a half. And yes, there's some things that have fallen apart. No question, there's some things that have fallen apart. But to blame it solely on a party is wrong. It is not because of a party affiliation that many of these things have happened. Has almost everything to do with, as Sandy and I talked about on yesterday, the fact that they're riding the crest of an economy that was in boom motion since 2010, almost 12 years. You know, they talked about it booming under Donald Trump, but they never talked about who created the boom. It clearly was President Barack Obama and his 8 years that turned everything around from 2008. Donald Trump came in and rode the crest of an economy that was in full bloom. But then you heard Republicans turn around and say, well, you know, Joe Biden's talking about what he did for the economy. Joe Biden rode the crest of Donald Trump. Well, but they never once said that Donald Trump rode the crest of Barack Obama. This is something about these people who are on the other side of this. You know, it's almost like they want to continue to make sure that this nation is not going to be able to come together. And so when you vote for them and vote for that, what you wind up with is what we know, what was there under Donald Trump. We know what was there. And so to turn this back over to people who don't have the best interests of the average person in mind, try to envision turning over the Congress and the Senate back to Republicans. If you somehow believe that by turning that over to Republicans, and on both the House and the Senate, that something's going to improve for you. You know, I've got the deed to the Brooklyn Bridge in my pocket, and I'm selling it for a dollar. If you're going to believe that the Republicans are going to make things better for you and your family, if they're now in charge of the Congress and the Senate, then you didn't realize, didn't pay attention to the focus of what they've been doing. Yeah, I told you. Democrats have not done the things that they should have done. And a lot of it has to do, again, with obstructionists from Joe Manchin and Christian Sinema. You know, I get that. I understand that. But none of you can explain to me, again, rightfully, why you continue and think that the real answer to all of this is Republican leadership. I don't know. Haven't seen it. I've listened to Republican leadership, seen it in action for decades. And that has not led to anything that has empowered the average American. Please, before you decide to throw your vote away to people that you know aren't concerned at all about you and your family, who was in leadership for the most part when the middle class started disappearing? Yeah, I know, I agree. Bill Clinton, who kind of led the charge on NAFTA, you know. But don't forget, when Bill Clinton was in charge, when NAFTA came into existence, he didn't do it on his own. There was congressional bipartisan support by conservatives. That was the one thing they all agreed on, moving the middle class jobs out of this country. Because if Republicans didn't agree with it, it wouldn't have happened. So, you know, but then under, you know, George Bush Sr., under Ronald Reagan, under Republican leadership, you can't point to me where things have improved for the average American. And don't tell me Donald Trump, because as I said before, Donald Trump rode the wave of President Barack Obama. And anybody who says he didn't is a liar. Because you can't, on the one hand, say that Joe Biden rode the crest of Donald Trump and then say that Donald Trump didn't ride the crest of Barack Obama in his 8 years. Although I know there'll be foolish people who will say that. But that's, you know, foolish people. So listen, we've got to go to a break. And when we come back from the break, our phone lines will be open at 844-967-2789. Again, if those of you who are listening believe that Republican leadership is going to lead you to a promising future, I got a deed to the Brooklyn Bridge that I'll sell you for $1. Got to go to a break, 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. Hard to be in pain.